are now on air.
Morning audio date is 02.27.2024. Current time is 06:08 a.m. Eastern time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside on this Tuesday morning. And this is the Farm and Rich audio podcast, Morning Coffee. Good morning. We are here on Rumble to do the Tuesday audio podcast as we transition the picture here. We are live, but we are also here on Spotify for podcasters for this live recording. I've changed it up, folks. I have changed it up. We are here, and I got to change the title I see on the Rumble live stream there. I'm trying to get reacquainted with Rumble here, folks. And we are here doing the Tuesday audio Fireman Rich audio podcast. And let me go ahead and throw this out to the social media platforms here. And let's see, I think I got that. Did I get that one? Let's see. But we are getting our day started here. A hashtag positive start to the day. Hashtag PSTTD. And did I get this one? This is like juggling a bunch of balls in the air at the start of this broadcast. But we are having fun doing it, folks. Oh. And I will explain in a minute here why are we doing this and all that and stuff. I haven't done this in quite some time. And when I checked, well, there we are. There's the Spotify for Podcasters webpage there. Fireman Rich audio podcast. And for this morning coffee of 02.27.2024. It is a Tuesday and we are working towards the weekend. My name is Rich Roberts. Fireman Rich here on Spotify for Podcasters, as well as Fireman Rich on Rumble, which is hosting the live stream, and which I will be repurposing and getting the audio to upload onto the Spotify for Podcasters. Let's go ahead and back out the intro music here, but we're getting our day started here, and we are live. I just have to get used to this new workflow. As far as that goes, I do see myself up on the big screen. I don't see myself on the. I see myself on the phone. Okay, so that's the one I'm monitoring the audio and stuff. Let me see if we got audio. Let's see. Turn the volume up, buddy. Okay. Yeah, we got good audio. So we did this right. We're using the YouTube. Or OBS, and I had to figure that out just last minute. I didn't even think about that as far as broadcasting here back on Rumble. But I'm Fireman Rich, Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich here on Rumble, as well as here on Spotify for Podcasters. We're doing a dual broadcast in a manner of speaking. And but you can also find me over there on X/Twitter at Fireman Rich, True Social at Fireman Rich, over there on Blue Skies at Fireman Rich, and Instagram, Threads at Fireman Rich, and the public Facebook, you have to put in The Real Fireman Rich. And I just broadcast on all those fine social media platforms, except let me do one more here, and that would be my private Facebook. I don't open my Facebook. It's just to family and friends. And if they are watching this on my Facebook, thank you. Yeah, this knucklehead's doing something different here this morning. And just so you know, I do have the morning coffee, and it is tasting mighty fine. Let's see what kind of delay we got going on to the phone. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah, about a 6 to 8 second delay thereabouts and stuff. How come this is not coming up? Oh, I see. I gotta hit the button here. Push the button. There we are. Now we're on the service tree. Okay, this is all new, and it's something new that I'm going to be doing here. Well, I'm going to do it today, and I'll be doing it for Thursday's audio podcast, Fireman Rich audio podcast. And I want to start using Rumble a little bit more actively. And the last time I was on, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. The last time I was on Rumble Live was like last May 30th, June 1st, where I did this. And it worked out quite well, so I wanted to bring it back because in the next several months, probably this June, Spotify for Podcasters app is going to be doing something different to where I don't know if you're going to be able to record on the app. So I want to get reacquainted with this as far as making the video here on Rumble. Tweet it out, and then I won't repurpose the video. The video is exclusive for Rumble, and I want to say the one advantage that it has, I have once again using Rumble platform, is that we have a live chat, and the live chat, we right now I'm seeing on the eyeball 15, the number 15, so that indicates that I have 15 viewers. And for your people that are viewing, you have to follow me to be able to chat. Okay, I have that tagged. I won't change that. I'm not used to the chat here. So the people that are following me, and I follow back, I believe. I'm not sure how that works. So I'm monitoring the chat on my phone as far as that goes. As we do the Fireman Rich audio podcasters, but not really using the Spotify for Podcasters app. But we are going to upload this with the feature that they have on Spotify for Podcasters, where you upload the video and it extracts the audio only. And just so you know, the podcast is available on, of course, Spotify for Podcasters. And Spotify owns that. That's the old Anchor app, and it feels weird not using that app right now. But I'm also over there on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Castbox, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. And that's what the Spotify for Podcasters does provide. You have the app, but you also are on that Spotify as far as a host of others. Do they still give you an RSS feed? Yeah, you do still get an RSS feed, and as far as that goes, so it's a great platform. I like doing this. I got my start doing audio, so I'm incorporating the two loves that I have, audio and broadcasting. I normally broadcast, or I do broadcast over there on Twitch Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, the same format that I use there, I'm using here this morning as far as on the audio podcast. So currently here in the southern tier of upstate New York at 6:17, a.m. as we get started. It's 30 degrees Fahrenheit. 30 degrees Fahrenheit, which equates to negative 1 degree Celsius. So we had a gorgeous day yesterday. We thought, me and the missus went out for the morning walk yesterday, and I think we thought we had found we thought we heard a couple robins. We haven't seen them yet, but we thought we heard them. So we're going to be out on the look because we've got reports there's robin sightings down in New Jersey and out in western New York. There's supposed to be some robins out there, and we're going to keep an eye on because spring is just around the corner if it's not already here already. And starting in our world times and temperatures, starting in Honolulu, Hawaii at 1:18 a.m. Cloudy sky, 72 degrees Fahrenheit. Phoenix, Arizona, where it's clear skies with some clouds, at 4:18, 60 degrees Fahrenheit. In Chicago, the Windy City, 5:18 a.m. currently, clear skies with some clouds, 57 degrees Fahrenheit. In New York City, the jungle, that's about 3.5 hours south of me, that's clear skies with some clouds, 42 degrees Fahrenheit. They're a lot warmer than we are up here in the southern tier. And going across the pond, the Atlantic Ocean, to Cork, Ireland at 11:19 a.m., cloudy skies, 48 degrees Fahrenheit. Milan, Italy at 12:19. It's raining in Milan at 12:19. Manja in Milan. That means eat lunch. 46 degrees Fahrenheit in Milan. And in Kuala Lumpur, on the other side of India, they've had a sunny day at 7:19. It's 90 degrees there. It's getting warm in Kuala Lumpur, but sunny and clear at 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Tokyo, Japan at 8:19 in their evening, 44 degrees Fahrenheit. We got clear skies. And down there in the great continent of Australia, the great country of Australia, Melbourne, at 10:19 p.m. in their evening, 71 degrees Fahrenheit, clear skies. And over in Sydney at 10:19 p.m., cloudy skies, 72 degrees Fahrenheit. And those are our world times and temperatures as I speak. And we do have a thought for the day. It's a quote from a wise gentleman, very smart and intelligent, and that's Albert Einstein, who was a German-born theoretical physicist who is widely held to be one of the greatest and most influential scientists of all times, and a very, very smart man. And you got to remember at the times, okay, because he has this, it's not going to be politically correct. But we can put it in context, okay, for those people that listen. But we're here on Rumble, so who cares, right? No, the people listening on the Spotify for Podcasters side of the house. But our thought for the day and our quote from Albert Einstein goes as follows. Let every man be respected as an individual and no man idolize. Albert Einstein. So you got to remember the time when he said that, you know, men had owned the rule. Now it's a whole different thing. But let's put it a different way. Let every individual be respected as an individual and no individual idolized. Okay, we have these people going from sports, entertainment world and all that, that I mean, standing back and looking at some people, especially after the football season, a particular young entertainer who's probably really good and she's almost idolized, you know, is that, you know, we've had artists in the past that have been like that. You know, I sort of idolized Prince. I loved Prince. There's a gentleman, probably my favorite musician right now. I don't idolize him, but I really respect the fact that he's a great musician and guitar player, and that's Joe Bonamassa. But I don't idolize him. But I could say I almost idolize Prince because, man, he is cool. You know, he's just like, it's a form of early idolize. We don't want to get into that because these people are the same as we are. Us people down in the lower echelon, I guess, to say it a little respectful there. So we should never idolize anyone. we don't put them up there, you know, as far as that. That's, you know, we can respect them and all that. But as far as what Albert Einstein says, let every man be, or let me put it in the modern terms, let every individual be respected. Everybody deserves respect. Now, they lose their respect when they show that they're a dumbass. So, wow, I could say that here on Rumble. But I got to remember, this is going on the podcast, so I got to be careful as far as that goes. So, but let every individual be respected as an individual, and no individual idolized. So it's clear cut. Albert Einstein, because he was probably idolized back in the day. I mean, you know, we're still, his theories are still prevalent this day. So, you know, it's a great, he is a great scientist. And as far as a great mind, you know, appreciate, I guess it's to appreciate the individual. Don't idolize, appreciate the individual. There we go. That's a better way of saying it as far as that goes. We do have a national day today, our national day as we go. And those people that are watching this on Rumble, this is my format that I usually do on the live stream on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and actually repurpose it. But like I said, I'm going to be exclusive doing the we'll see what happens with Spotify for Podcasters app, if I'm able to still record on that. I hope it is, because I like using the phone. But I'm trying to use this format because I know Spotify, you can, they're not going to take away that fact of uploading a video and they extract the audio as far as that goes. I haven't seen that, but I think there is some evidence out there, indication that they are going to take away the recording capability. Maybe the app is going to be a view only. So I'll have to see. We'll have to see. It doesn't happen until June, but I got the email, I think it was last month, and I was looking at some ideas. So why not do this? And okay, for our national day, we have, what's this? Anosmia awareness? What the heck is that? I have no idea. In the picture, she's sniffing some blue stuff, so we're going to get away from that. Natural Retro Day? Yeah, okay. You can go retro. National Polar Day, Polar Bear Day. Now, there's a game I play. It's called PUBG Mobile. Or no, PUBG. I don't play PUBG Mobile anymore. It's PUBG Battlegrounds. It's on the PC. And I got killed by a polar bear the other day. It was funny. I was like, what the hell? It was one of the maps. You're in a cold area and there's polar bears roaming around. And before I could take it out, it took me out. We have National Strawberry Day. I like that one. What about this one? National Kahlua Day. Ooh, that's tough. You know what? I'm going to go with National Strawberry Day because we have a festival that's going to be coming up. I think it's May or June. It's a strawberry festival here in Owego, New York. But we're going to go with this. Hashtag National Strawberry Day. Did I say I had the morning coffee as I grab it and take a sip here? I do have the morning coffee. And I'm just thinking, you can't see that on this the audio podcast recording, but you can see it here on Rumble. I hope if you are watching, I hope you like the nice logo I made. I made a new logo for the podcasting that I do. I sort of gave the blab owl that usually sits up there on the windowsill a morning off. Okay, our national day. Back to standpoint here, Rich. National Strawberry Day. We continue with February's heart-shaped and red theme by observing National Strawberry Day on February 27th. These juicy sweet berries can brighten up any dish and are delicious all on their own. Hashtag National Strawberry Day. There are very few stories behind the origins of the name. The more widely accepted version is that the berry would drop off the leaf and become strewn about the plant. Over time, strawberries became strawberries. There was a time, and some gardens still do this today, when strawberry beds were mulched with straw, insulating the plants over the winter. keeping weeds and at bay during the growing seasons and making them easier to harvest. Another sweet story tells of English children stringing the berries on grass straws and selling the strawberries in their neighborhoods. Okay. I remember, I have a good story of strawberries, and that is my grandmother. That would be my mother's mother out there in Minnesota. And Winona, Minnesota, actually. And she had some strawberry patches. And oh, I can remember that homemade strawberry jam on toast in the morning. Oh my God, was that good. So today is National Strawberry Day. And I remember my grandmother out there in Minnesota with her strawberry jam that she used to make. Okay, we go into a good story, and I'm checking. We have 13 people on the eye, or 13 is on the eyeball there for the Rumble. And I want to say thank you for those 13 people that are viewing the Rumble broadcast right now. And we're here to make the Fireman Rich audio podcast to place over there on Spotify for Podcasters app. And we're having fun doing it. So I don't see anybody in the chat, but I appreciate the views. Ooh, I'm looking out over my left shoulder out the window, and there's a moon out there. I should have broke out the, it's starting to recede. It's, let's get the information on the moon here. Yeah, I said it's currently, 30 degrees Fahrenheit. We got partly cloudy this morning, increasing clouds with periods of showers this afternoon. So it's going to be a rainy day. I forgot to talk about this in the weather. High is 62 today. We hit 60 yesterday. Winds out of south by southeast, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Chance of rain, 40%. Sun will be rising this morning at 06:46, which is in about 15 minutes. It's getting daylight out there. And the sun will be setting at 5:53 p.m. Here in the southern tier. The moon now will be setting here at 8:04 a.m. And I'm seeing it's setting out there at the west, almost to southwest. I could see it on a clear sky out there right now. A little bit of haze, but it looks like it's if I see the moon, I don't see any clouds. So we got a clear morning starting. Okay, let's go to our good story here. Our good story, and we're at 24 minutes. I'm looking at the clock, so we're running a little bit longer than what we, I usually keep the audio podcast to about 30 to 40 minutes. We might go 45 minutes the way we're going. But the good story that I have and I'd like to present is Century of tree planting stalls the warming effect in the eastern United States, a study says. Did you get that? Stalls the warming effect. What's the warming effect? That's part of that so-called, I'm using air quotes here for the people on the audio side, climate change thing. It's stalling, meaning it's stopping. But A century of gradual reforestation, and that's planting of trees, a lot of trees, across the American East and Southwest or Southeast, has kept the region cooler than it otherwise would have become, a new study has showed. The Pioneer study, and this study, I will try and put it in the show notes, both here on Rumble and the Spotify for Podcasters audio. But the study of progress shows, what's the study? Let's see. The study is referenced over there on the Advanced Earth and Space Science page. Earth's Future, a century of reforestation reduces. Hey, we have Tony D in the chat. Good morning. And Tony D is a brother, veteran, fellow broadcaster. He is here. I am doing the audio podcast here on Rumble this morning, Tony. So glad to have you here. And he's down there in Warner Robins, Georgia. You're our first person here to chat. And so the chat works. Thank you, Tony. Tony says down there in Warner Robins where he's at, it's 57 degrees Fahrenheit. High is 75. Wow. Low of 55, cloudy, and thank you for, I think you just retweeted that. Let's see. What did you do? 14 sets of eyes. Yeah. Oh, okay. He's messaging me. Yeah. 14 sets of eyes. Yeah. But the whole thing is just, I'm doing something differently here. And I want to, the whole thing, Tony, and I've talked to you about this. I've looked at ways of trying to utilize Rumble here because it's a great platform. Let me give my plugs to Rumble right here. Rumble is a great platform. I love it. It's as good as YouTube, and I mostly use YouTube and Rumble for the most part to repurpose my broadcast for Twitch, but I'm sort of, and Tony's distracting me with his comments here. I got to bring up, I don't have a Twitter feed up here. Let's see, okay, yes, I do have one. Let's see, he's commenting me. Let's see. So I appreciate that, Tony. I hope you're having a great morning this morning. Let's see, so I can see what he's saying. Yeah, I could see the chat, Tony. I could see the chat. The chat is coming in. I've got my phone here, as far as I'm hoisting my phone up to the camera here for the audio folks there to show Tony that there's your chat, Tony. It's coming in. Oh, what happened? There we go. And it just took me a little bit to get reacquainted on starting. Yeah, lots of laughs. Let's get back to our article here as far as that goes. So this study, it's sort of almost, I like this study because it sort of says things aren't as bad as they seem. Plant the trees, and there's mathematics calculations. If we plant more trees, we could take care of that carbon footprint and knock it out. And we just the deforestation over the course of years, we don't factor that in, it has an effect on our overall well-being. And so as far as that goes, so the Pioneer study of progress shows how the last 25 years now of accelerating reforestation around the world might significantly pay off in the second half of the 21st century. Using a variety of calculation methods and estimations based on satellite and temperature data. So there's real science behind this. From the weather stations, the authors determined that forests in the eastern United States cool the land surface by 1.8 to 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit annually compared to nearby grasslands and croplands, with the strongest effect seen in summer when cooling amounts to about 3.6 to 9 degrees Fahrenheit. So the more trees, the cooler the ground is. So, and that's better for the general area overall. The younger the forest, the more this cooling effect was detected, with forest trees between 20 and 40 years old offering the coolest temperature underneath. The reforestation has been remarkable, and we have shown this has translated into the surrounding air temperature. Marilora Barnes, Miss Barnes, an environmental scientist at the Indiana University who led the research. Moving forward, we need to think about tree planting. And I've always said that. You got to plant more trees. I'm pro plant the tree. If everybody planted 10 to 20 trees, you know, I think we'd put a dent in this so-called global warming and stuff. But moving forward, we need to think about tree planting, not just as a way of absorbing carbon dioxide, which they greatly do, but also the cooling effect in adapting for climate change to help cities be resilient against these very hot temperatures. The cooling of the land surface affects the air near ground level as well, with a stepwise reduction in heat link to reduction in near surface air temperatures. Analysts and historical land cover and air temperatures trends show that cooling benefits of reforestation extends across the land state, the scientist says. Location locations surrounded by reforestation were up to 1.8 degrees cooler. Now, didn't they say we increased in heat? But this is a counter to that, in my opinion, okay? Then neighboring locations that did not undergo land cover change, the areas dominated by regrowing forests were associated with cooling temperature trends in much of the eastern United States. By the 1930s, forest cover loss in the eastern states, like in Carolinas and Mississippi, had stopped. I mean, they were doing massive, just whacking the trees down. As the deforestation of Europe settlements moved in greater and greater numbers into the cities, and the agricultural land was absorbed in that. The Civilian Conservation Corps undertook large replanting efforts of forests that had been cleared, and this is believed to be what is causing the lower averaging temperatures observed in this study. So the fruit is being bared by, and they probably didn't even think about that. They just say, hey, we took down these trees, we need to reforest, but there's an adverse effect on the general environment. However, the author notes that other cases, like more sophisticated crop irrigation and increase in airborne pollutants that block incoming sunlight, may have also contributed to the lowering of temperature over time. Now, my theory is for the increased temperatures, for that so-called, I'm using air quotes again, climate change, they're not factoring in the sun. There's scientific data in there that the sun is a lot hotter than it is now, and it's expanding. We forget that big ball of gas that's up there every morning that we see, that's getting ready to rise. It's expanding, and eventually, I don't know, not in our lifetime, but maybe 1,000 lifetimes now, it's going to expand so far that it's going to consume this earth. So, you know, it goes back to what Elon Musk is doing with his SpaceX and stuff, trying to get us onto another planet, I guess. They also noted that tree planting might not always produce this effect, such as what they call, I had to look this up, boreal zones. And a boreal zone is an area of land that, let me put this in the Google search here. I got a tab up here. Boreal forests. Zones are those great forests, you know, the massive, you know, miles upon miles of forests, which up in Canada, Alaska, and over in Russia, I guess you could say the Catskills and Adirondacks are massive forests. They could be, they're like baby ones compared to the ones up in Canada. That's just that massive landmass of just nothing but trees. That's what they mean by that. A boreal zone where increased in trees are linked with increase in humidity. So if you have too many trees, you're going to have a lot of humidity too. So, you know, and that will raise average temperature. So there's like a fine line. But the regular general forests, I know the forests I've been in over the years of my lifetime that you go in there, it's usually a lot cooler than it is out in the open sunlight. So that's our good story. A century of tree planting stalls the warming effect. So we got to keep on planting those trees. I've done, I don't know, I know here when I was just doing a straight audio before I did the live stream, there was like two or three stories. I'm going to have to try and dig those up. But there's mathematical data that says if we plant in Turkey, the country of Turkey, they're planting a billion trees, the country of India, and there's other countries as well that are replanting trees and on a massive scale. And we're continuing to do that here in the United States, which but we need to do that more as far as that goes and step it up. So that's our good story here for the Fireman Rich audio podcast. And what are we doing on time? We're at 35 minutes. So let's go over real quick the history. Let's see, the first Mardi Gras in New Orleans was in Louisiana, celebrated in 1827. Let's see, Joanne Woodward, who was married to Paul Newman, loved Paul Newman, great actor, who for 50 years until his death, they were married on this day in 1930. Okay. And the United States Senate in 1986 allowed its debate to be televised for the first time. Oh, they televised the U.S. Senate debates. Okay. And let's see. On this date, Alicia Keys won 5 Grammy Awards on her debut album, Songs in a Minor, in 2002. And over on the AP side, So I'm thinking I'm still on Twitch because I'm live streaming here. I usually go about 2 hours, an hour and a half to 2 hours, and I want to keep this under 45 minutes now. We're at the 37 minute mark, so we'll just go over the history here. 1807, poet Henry Wadsworth Longfellow was born in Portland, Maine. He was a great poet. And that's about it as far as that goes. You know, I could go on. I have like one, two, three, four more tabs. I could go on for another hour here. So, but I'm going to keep this within that 45-minute range, like I said. Let's see. We're down to 10 people on the eyeball. And that is great. That is great. This has been a great success, even though I'm a little jiggly. We're gonna do this again Thursday. This Thursday, right around about 6 o'clock. I think that's usually when I do the audio podcast, when I use the Spotify for Podcasters app. But this worked out quite well, as far as that goes. And let's see, do I have anything else that we could do that we need to do? No, we're finished. I could go over the basketball scores. And football, I usually at the end after history, I do football, and then there's no real sports going on. Basketball is continuing. They were talking about the Celtics. The Celtics are the hot team in the East as far as that goes, and we'll see what happens there as far as that goes. So this is good. I can tell you quite honestly, this isn't running as smoothly as I thought it would be, but I'm still enjoying doing this, and this is something different. And I want to say thank you to Rumble for providing this platform to be able to do these things. This is great. And like I said, I did this last May 30th and June 1st. I think it was a June. It was last year. It was last end of May into June that I tried doing this as far as that goes. And like I said, the video is going to stay specifically here on the Rumble. And I might go ahead and put a copy, download it, and put it for archive purposes over on my YouTube. I don't get much traction on YouTube. I do get traction here on Rumble, and that's one of the things is people are watching the replays that I put here. So I'm getting more replays here on Rumble than I do YouTube. So right there, that the numbers tell you where you're going to go. YouTube, I don't know. That's a finicky bird there as far as that goes. If you're already established, you're good. But for somebody starting out, I'm not really into doing the YouTube live as much as I like doing the Rumble live, and I'm glad to have this to be able to present and do a take for the audio podcast, the Fireman Rich audio podcast. So with that, I'm going to cue the outro music, and we're going to go ahead and exit stage left and get our day started. And I want to say thank you to Tony D for being here on the inaugural return to using Rumble for the Fireman Rich audio podcast. And again, I will be back tomorrow over there on Twitch, Fireman Rich over there on Twitch. And just check out my Twitter feed or my X/Twitter feed at Fireman Rich. The link will be there. The links to everything I do are on these platforms: X at Fireman Rich, Truth Social at Fireman Rich, Blue Sky at Fireman Rich, Instagram Threads at Fireman Rich, and over there on the Facebook, it is the Real Fireman Rich. Oh, I had another phone here. How's that looking? I got all these devices with the broadcast on, so let's see what this looks like. Oh, it's going into a commercial. Oh, we're gurgling. Oh, hang on. Okay, there we go. I'm not using this mic. I'm using you can't see it. It's a CAD, the CAD U37 right here. I'm using that, and that's tied into my the iPad Mini as far as that goes. So let's see. Is this going to come up? It's on the broadcast. Let's restart the outro music again. Let's skip that ad. Oh, okay, there we are. Yeah, there we are. Okay, I got it on the old phone. I got it on everything here. All right, folks, Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for the Fireman Rich audio podcast on Spotify for podcasters, and also here on Rumble, wishing you all well. You all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. We're working towards the weekend. Again, we'll see on Twitch, and we'll be back here again Thursday for the Fireman Rich audio podcast. You all have a great one wherever you may be. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care, folks. And we're going to be right at 45 minutes. Thank you. You have a great one, guys.